Entering the world of Carlos Crustíez is a challenge and a delight for the eyes. Here, the artist explains, the color of light seems to change as you walk through.
Esta es una cromosaturación.
This is chromosaturation. The purpose is to have color without form. One enters here into raw perception.
Our camera can't record all the changes in color here because, as the artist explains, they are manufactured by the eye.
When you see just one frequency of light, it is disturbing, and the eye tries to accommodate itself to the experience. And in the process, different tones appear that do not exist in the place.
In another chamber, Crustíez uses light and structure to turn the viewer into part of the art. Many other works here use simple structures made of plastic and other monochromatic materials to give the impression of shifting colors. Crustíez says he wants to challenge the notion that people have of color and reveal its essence.
All my work is the product of a long reflection to give another notion to the world of color.
People visiting the exhibit had their own interpretations. Many were fascinated by how the artist used materials to produce the illusion of changing color.
I like walking around looking at them from different angles and seeing how they change.
I've seen it before and I keep coming back because these are, there's something about the color that also spiritual, you know, it changes your mood.
This man from Mexico saw the works from a Latin American perspective.
There are a lot of, very alive colors, like a pink color, red, orange, so colors that, you know, connect to some pre-Hispanic traditions.
Architects and those who work in design especially like these works, like Elaine.
As you can see, the installation is quite clever. He used different material. Used how the angle block your sight to create different, I would say, illusions. Sometimes architecture do that too. So this is kind of like inspiring to architecture.
Motion is involved in many of Crustíez's works, which is why he's known as a kinetic artist. But most often, it's the motion of the viewer that makes the difference. The exhibit, called Color in Space and Time, remains in Houston until July 4th. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.